This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One of the big questions is,
what is money?
For practical purposes, it exists in a series of heterogeneous databases, very different databases.
Do you believe in crypto?
Digital currency may be an answer.
But it is a highly speculative asset.
I do own Bitcoin.
There is no second best.
Welcome to the Crypto Curious podcast, proudly brought to you by the Bamboo app. Crypto Curious is your go-to source for all things cryptocurrency. Whether you're a seasoned pro or new to the world of crypto, we've got you covered. Each week, we'll break down the top news stories of the past 7 days, giving you the information you need to stay on top of the latest trends and developments. Plus, we'll share quick bites of news and insights that you won't want to miss. If you're new to crypto, we recommend starting back with our early episodes where we break down the basics and give you a solid foundation to understand the crypto world. Join us as we explore the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrency and educate ourselves along the way. In this week's episode, we'll look at the newly launched and hotly debated WorldCoin. Also, the US Senate's new bill that goes after DeFi. And we'll also look at what news dropped at the packed out ETHCC conference in Paris last week. My name's Tracy, and this week it's Blake and I. No Craig again, but he will be back soon. Blake, how are you going?
Good, mate. Good to be back.
Yeah, really big news cycle this week. Lots to go through. Wasn't sure what we should put in here. But the first one, get your eyeballs ready. WorldCoin is here. So you're the one that actually told me that this was a retina scanning coin.
Well, yeah, it's a project that scans your retina in order to issue you with a certain number of tokens. And yeah, this one's backed by Sam Altman, who we know from OpenAI, which has famously developed ChatGPT.
So that's it. ChatGPT are now in the crypto game.
Yeah. So did ChatGPT just enter the crypto space?
Looks like they have. And a lot of our exchanges are now, you know, getting ready to list this, but it's also caused a lot of controversy as well. And, you know, I sent you a message earlier this morning saying, I'm not really sure around this one. Does it cause some privacy and misuse issues? I know that Vitalik, for example, he's come out asking a lot of questions around this one, but what are your thoughts, Blake?
Yeah, well, I haven't dived too deep into the project and the technicalities of it. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, if they're collecting all this data as, you know, of people's retinas as a tool for distribution of the coin. Mm-hmm. One of the big challenges with an early stage project that's trying to be decentralized is the initial distribution of the tokens. Often it ends up being centralized where the founders and the team and, you know, the VCs have a majority of the tokens. And, you know, this could be one way of, you know, distributing the token evenly globally. But saying that, I'm not really sure then how the economics stack up with, you know, A16Z and the other VCs, you know, investing hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So WorldCoin, which is WLD, is trading right now at $2.17.
Sitting at a market cap of $216 million, with $600 million of volume in the last 24 hours.
Wow.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and 30% up from launch, which was, so that's huge volume. What's that in 24 hours, did you say?
$625 million of trading volume in 24 hours, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And there's only one day's data here on CoinMarketCap. So, yeah, a lot of people are wanting to participate in this.
Well, they're saying his name is Sam Altman now.
Yeah. So, Trace, what are they actually trying to achieve here?
Well, let's take some wording directly off their website. I'll read this out here. The WorldCoin Foundation and Tools for Humanity have completed the migration of its tech, including World ID and World App, to optimize mainnet, marking a step towards Web3 identity and governance expansion on Optimism Superchain.
Well, mate, if I've ever heard anything draconian, that's got to be it. I don't know, you know, if ChatGPT is writing the copy for these and what the prompts are, but you know, it sounds a little bit freaky.
Interesting. Yeah, the ChatGPT version of that. You're right. Look, again, I'm pretty skeptical on this one, and that's also because I'm just not sure about going up to these orbs in all these capital cities and putting my
retina in there.
That is very, it sounds like a sci-fi movie to me.
Definitely a strange one.
And it is a little bit, what else am I handing over by having my retina scanned?
Yeah, let us know in the comments if you'd be visiting an orb near you anytime soon.
Let's see. Well, look, this has definitely sparked a lot of, you know, attention and conversation the last 24 hours since it has been released, and there'll be a lot more attention to come. So we'll see that where that one lands. Moving on to story number two, US Senate is going after DeFi in a big way, and this, ladies and gentlemen, could be a very real threat. So there have been many attempts from the US Congress in the past to regulate crypto in the last few years. And a lot of those have just ended up being news headlines and have pretty much wound up dead in the water. But this one here could be a little bit different. The Crypto Assets National Security Enhancement and Enforcement, it's a big one there, or CANSE for short. Yeah, this one could be a real threat, Blake. We've just read through a few different articles and had a good look here on Twitter. There's some people that aren't happy because this one here, it really does go after DeFi, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. The bill has been raised by a few different senators in order to essentially make the users of the protocols responsible for any illicit activity that happens on them. You know, this looks to be really trying to crush DeFi. They're trying to regulate it similar to a bank. However, as we know, no one owns a decentralized protocol. You know, it's the participants that use it and interact with it that create the value of it, and therefore they're looking at those participants to take potential responsibility of any illicit activity that happens on there. So, yeah, obviously there's been no discussion with industry about how this would affect the sector, and there's the DeFi advocacy group said that there's far better options out there to fight problems associated with DeFi. So, yeah, this looks like a little bit of an attack. Who knows who's lobbying these senators who's drafting these bills and who's bringing them up. But it seems like there'll be little chance of a bill like this getting up because it is so disruptive.
And why are they doing this? Is it again that we are blaming DeFi on money laundering and all the world's problems?
Yeah, it could be a whole host of reasons. Firstly, there could be lobbyists that are pushing for this bill to be enacted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, it could just be that these senators, are disgruntled with crypto or don't understand or don't appreciate how it works, and they think that it needs to be regulated in a different way. Yeah. And there could be other pressure groups as well.
Okay. So you don't think that this bill will succeed?
It seems like it'd be pretty disruptive if it would, and I just doubt that they're going to get much traction with it. But saying that, who knows, really?
Well, look, hopefully the DeFi groups and advocates out there will get ready to fight this one hard. And while we are talking about DeFi groups, we've got our Oz DeFi event here in Perth this Friday. Mark and the crew are over. So shout out to any of the Perth crew listening along. Get your tickets at Eventbrite. We will put a link in the show notes below. That's this Friday, Space Cubed in the city. So if you're around, please come along. With that, we'll move on to our next story. So Paris was crypto central in the last week, Blake, as we had the FCC conference. So the FCC conference had 350 speakers, 5,000 people came along, and there were a lot of big name brands along. We had Vitalik was there talking about all the upgrades for Ethereum. Reddit came along and talked about what it's doing in the space. Obviously, they've done really well with their NFTs. We can't call them that. They're digital collectibles. A16Z had a representative there talking about what's happening in the Web3 space. We also had Coinbase along talking about what they're doing as well with their Base protocol. And the guys from Aave talked about Lens protocol, the next step there, which is really exciting also. We also had Chainlink do some really exciting news. And what else have we got there, Blake, that you read about?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's pretty exciting stuff. There would have been a bit of buzz in town, and I certainly would have loved to be in Paris for the summer.
It would have been cool.
Eating baguettes, croissants, and snails.
It would have been nice, that's for sure.
There was one project that Gosnes launching a Visa card that lets you send self-custody crypto. Mm. So I don't know how this works, but certainly pretty exciting concept because, you know, currently the only way to spend your crypto is in a custodial wallet, and that means you don't hold your keys. But you know, they've found a way around it, and they're rapidly looking to expand into the US and to Asia, places like Hong Kong.
I was actually hoping you were going to be able to tell me how it works. Yeah. How do you think they're doing this?
Good question. It's probably done with some sort of smart contract. That's the only way that I could think about it, but could be another way. Apart from that, Trace, Chainlink was a big talking point, but I think we will go over that in our new segment.
Okay, on to our new segment, folks. Drum roll, very exciting. We're going to run this segment each week, maybe fortnightly, depending what's happening, but we're calling this Mover and Shaker of the Week. And what this will be, everyone loves a crypto pump. Each week, we're going to pick one or two coins that have been grabbing attention or popularity in the market, and we're going to share the reasons why it's on a rise and what utility it holds. So this week, as Blake said, we're going to talk about Chainlink or Link. Chainlink is up 16% for the week, 35% for the month. What can you tell us about it as an OG coin for starters?
Yeah, you know, the whole sentiment of Link was in order to provide, you know, a link between the different chains and provide like a source of truth for data for projects to rely upon in their applications, like DeFi applications. And they provide like an Oracle service where, for example, you can check an aggregated price of what Bitcoin is across a whole host of exchanges and DeFi platforms in order to, you know, quote prices, for example, to your customers. They want to provide other services and become, you know, a piece of infrastructure in the ecosystem that can be relied upon.
Okay, there you go. Well, look, for 2 years they've been talking about this cross-chain interoperability protocol, and it was finally launched and spoken about it at SCC in Paris. Actually, they knew it was coming, so and that was what was launched, which has caused the pump. Apparently, this new global standard for decentralized inter-blockchain messaging, data and token movements is what exactly I'm talking about here, but that's what has caused the pump. But Link is notorious for its massive community too, Blake. They've got the Link Army. It's got a really big community. It's got a lot of followers. What's the highest that it's got as far as up the chain?
It's currently sitting at about $8, but at its height in May 2021, it got up to $51. So there's obviously a lot of people that are now part of the community supporting the project through thick and thin. This is one of the projects that I think is going to be around for the long term. You know, it's hard to see some of the other coins that we see in the top 10 or 20 be around in the next 10 or 20 years. But, you know, I think these guys have a great mission, a vision, and they've proven that they can execute over time. So great to see them continuing to, you know, hit it out of the park.
Well, there you go. That was Chainlink, who've had a great pump for the last month, starting off our first segment. Craig's going to love that one when he comes back. But let's go for a break now. When we come back, our short, sharp news bites.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Crypto Curious podcast. On to our short, sharp news bites. I will go first. The SEC aren't happy with what's happened in the Ripple XRP case. In fact, they think the finding was wrong. Moving on from that, they're also adding weight to the lawsuit against Terraformer Labs and its CEO, Do Kwon. After a judge delivered a mixed win for Ripple, the SEC has now gone on to file new documents late Friday in its lawsuit against Terraformer, claiming Ripple's decision was flawed and could be appealed. The SEC is now hinting at appealing the Ripple rulings. So basically here, because of what's happened earlier, they're now changing the way that they're going after Do Kwon and Terraformer.
Continuing on from that, the most hated person in crypto, Gary Gensler, has requested an additional $72 million from Congress in order to continue the fight on crypto. What could be described as a humiliating loss, like you touched on there, Trace. They're disappointed in the decision against themselves with Ripple Labs, and they want to continue fighting crypto. So they're on a mission here. An ideological mission, maybe not a legal mission, who knows?
Just want a cool 72 mil. Just give us some more cash. We need to keep fighting.
Yeah, and I don't know what precedent here is. And, you know, if the chairman of the SEC requests this, what are the chances of it getting up? Does it go to a vote at the Senate? Is there enough power? Does he have enough support in order to get this up? Or, you know, there's lots of whispers around Washington that Gary Gensler has overstepped the mark here and maybe he doesn't get the money.
Can only hope.
This creates precedent, I think, in the Ripple case. That makes doing business in crypto much, much easier. So he's not happy about that. Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take until we hear back whether he receives this money or not, but we'll be keeping an eye on it.
And just quickly, what do you think the money goes to? Is it staff predominantly?
Well, this is a really important point to highlight because, yeah, sure, he might be able to convince Congress to give him $72 million, but Ripple and other projects, they have much more money
to fight
than them. So he's burning all the cash. You know, if he throws $72 million at it, Ripple could throw a couple hundred, 300, 400 mil at it, right? And where does the buck stop? You know, if he keeps going back to Congress asking for more money, more money, more money, you know, eventually they're going to say no. So, you know, it comes back to that idea that who has the most resources wins in the Western legal system.
Yeah, I reckon Gaz is a goner.
Gaz is a goner.
Gaz is a goner. Moving on. US President candidate Bobby Kennedy has unveiled a plan to exempt Bitcoin from capital gains tax when converted to USD and backed with hard assets such as gold, silver, or even Bitcoin.
Wow.
And I was trying to wrap my head around how this one actually works. So he said in a recent interview that he would start very, very small with perhaps 1% of issued treasury bills. It's a big call. Everyone got very excited about this. But what everyone's not realising is that there's a very slim chance of, I think, him actually winning the election. But nonetheless, it's an endorsement for Bitcoin and it's all eyes on us. So we'll see how that one goes.
Next up, crypto win. The UK government is saying that crypto isn't gambling. Finally, we are validated, ladies and gentlemen. What we are doing is not gambling. So you heard it here first on the Crypto Curious. So the UK government has rejected lawmaker proposal to regulate crypto like gambling, arguing that existing plans to apply traditional financial rules better address crypto's associated risk. Taking a punt on an ICO is not gambling. It is sophisticated investing.
Okay, moving on. More news from FTX that is just going to be adding extra fuel to the Netflix series and the books and everything that are being made right now. US prosecutors claim that Sam Bankman-Fried has shared some diary entries from his former lover and CEO of Alameda Research, Caroline, and they're saying that he's done this trying to discredit her, which he probably has, because she obviously is their number one witness in the case that goes towards him in October, and they're saying that he needs to stop this because this is very unfair when it goes to trial. So this is a story that broke late last week, and I actually looked at some news early this morning where they have come out and said that he can do this, that he's well within his right. This is not part of his bail requirements.
So what's some of the content in these releases?
I feel bad saying them, but it's her diary while she was CEO talking about the pressure. She felt like she wasn't up for doing this job.
Right.
They're like the diaries and your inner workings of how you're feeling. So it really does paint a pretty bad picture of how she was feeling. So it is discrediting her. And the prosecutors have tried to slap that down, but can't wait for the movie.
Up next, the founder of Ethereum, Vitalik Buterin, delivered some great news this week in Paris at the Ethereum conference. So the Ethereum Layer 2 project that does optimistic rollups, which is a really scaling solution for Ethereum, it's branded as Optimism, is moving forward with two proposals to add zero-knowledge proofs. Now, the move aims to enable secure and efficient cross-chain communication between layers, which is, I think, a really great step in the evolution of this technology. And we always knew that, you know, zero-knowledge technology was going to be, you know, the next wave of innovation in the sector, from privacy to scaling solutions, creating efficiencies in the way that the chains work. So now that one of the biggest scaling solutions are incorporating it into how they communicate with other chains in the base layer, I think is a really big step forward. And it's really great to see this coming in anticipation for hopefully the 2024 bull run.
Yep, let's hope so. And he did get a standing ovation when he announced that. Wow. So yeah, pretty big news there. Do you know what a token unlock is? Many won't, but you should, because there's a lot of them happening right now. I'll list those off for you. We have got 34 million worth of tokens being unlocked in the next week, Blake.
Wow.
Yeah, so Optimism, which you've just mentioned, OP, is unlocking 37 million worth of tokens. Sui, or SUI, is unlocking 5.2 million worth of tokens. And Singularity Net is unlocking 2.3 million worth of tokens. Now, that's important because when those tokens get unlocked, whoever holds those tokens can, you know, sell those on market, and it usually means a lot of volatility.
Increased sell pressure, certainly. And this is often, this could potentially be investors, this could be the team's treasury, or it could just be part of the inflation of the project.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so there you go, a lot happening this week.
And finally, the last story that's just popped up overnight, Twitter, is it dead? I don't know. Kind of looks a bit strange. Elon's rebranded it to X from Twitter. The bird is gone.
The bird is gone.
And X is here.
So Twitter's gone and X is in. Here. Literally breaking today in San Francisco. The big Twitter word on the building started to come down with the cranes. And apparently there was some problem with the permit and they stopped halfway through. So the ER is left up there. So at the moment it's just on the building.
There you go.
There you go. But as we know, he has these big plans for X to become a platform that will encompass social updates plus payments, banking and more, unlimited interactions and possibilities. He's really going hard on this.
Yeah.
A lot of chatter about Doge being the payment mechanism for this platform. You know, there's been a 6% pump since the change. So we'll see. We don't know where this is going or what this is doing, but it's Elon and Twitter. Who knows? And with that, we'll finish the podcast. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week with all the news that you need to hear. If you want to reach out, please do so via the socials in the Facebook Crypto Curious page or on Instagram. We've got our own Crypto Curious page now on Instagram. Please come and join us there. Hit the subscribe button so you get the podcast each week and listen again next week. Bye for now.
See you guys.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License 540697.